Saanich Municipal Hall was packed to the brim with over 100 residents who were looking to share their thoughts and opinions on the draft Quadra McKenzie plan, which aims to allow density and increase walkability in the bustling neighborhood. The district hosted a special meeting Tuesday, February 11, allowing council members to consider the input on the plan from 86 speakers. Most residents shared their thoughts on the rezoning of properties along Quadra Street and McKenzie Avenue to allow for multiple unit, mixed-use buildings along the corridors. Anne Smithson said she had attended an open house about the plan that she felt didn't give consideration to those who live along Quadra and McKenzie, saying the plan only looked at the landmass and how many housing units they could cram onto it. "I bought a home in a townhouse complex in 1997 with the thought that I could age in place," she said. "If this plan goes ahead, I will not be able to do that because it will be a huge condo." The plan for Quadra Street aims to boost active transportation infrastructure by adding bike paths, improving bus routes, and increasing trees along the road. Meanwhile, McKenzie Avenue will be divided into three main urban hubs, featuring a mix of residential and commercial buildings. At its core, the project seeks to increase neighborhood walkability, enhance public transportation, expand, densify, and diversify the housing stock, and bring essential amenities and social services closer to residents. Catherine Bridge, wearing a "Save Our Saanich" pin on her shirt, pointed out that none of the heritage-designated buildings along Quadra were mentioned in the plan, saying a concept drawing of one of the hubs erases the existence of one of the buildings. "There's not even an attempt to show by example how integrating heritage buildings on their original settings might occur," she said, asking the council to amend the plan to incorporate heritage. She also voiced concern for the Gary Oak trees along Quadra Street, which she says could be in jeopardy if the municipality goes forward with widening the street. "How might they be saved? Old growth is not replaceable by planting saplings in strips between concrete pathways," she said. Though most spoke against the plan, mentioning their quarrels with density, traffic and affordability, many also spoke in favor of densifying the city and increased active and public transportation. Christine Astle said she agreed with the original plan, saying that even the current, watered-down, recommendations could make the years of planning and community consultation nearly pointless. "This decision is not about the city we want, it's about the city we want to build for the next generation," she said. Arguing against those who say the new housing would be unaffordable, Astle explained that new housing doesn't have to be affordable if it helps make old housing more affordable. "I cannot imagine how young people manage it, other than to leave. But my condo should be their affordable housing, and it could be if we haven't prevented multifamily housing from being built over much of Saanich for so long," she said, adding that she lives in a unit in a 30-year-old building despite making more than the average household income in Saanich. The council voted to postpone consideration of the staff report until February 24, when the council will have the opportunity to answer the public's questions, ask questions to staff, and debate the plan.